And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of August, 2009. It's the birthday of Alan J. Lerner, born in New York City, 1918, who one day in 1942 was at the Lambs Club in New York, and a man named Frederick Lowe took a wrong turn on his way to the men's room and ended up at Lerner's table, and they became partners, writing musicals, Brigadoon, and Gigi, and Camelot, and My Fair Lady, in which Rex Harrison sang, "Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers, too. An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to your ears? The Scotch and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. In America, they haven't used it in years." It's the birthday of Maria Montessori, born in Sierra Valley, Italy, in 1870. Became the first woman in Italy to earn a medical degree and went to work as a doctor with children with special needs, and became more and more interested in education. Came to believe that children were not blank slates. Each had inherent individual gifts, and it was a teacher's job to help children find those gifts rather than dictating what a child should know. Emphasized independence, self-directed learning, and learning from peers. The first educator to use child-sized tables and chairs in the classroom. During World War II, she was exiled from Italy because she was opposed to Mussolini's fascism. So she lived and worked in India for many years, then in Holland, died 1952 at the age of 81. And it's the birthday of William Shawn, born in Chicago, 1907, who worked at the New Yorker magazine for 54 years and was the editor for 35 of them. A small man, big ears, spoke in a high, mild voice, extremely shy, didn't give interviews. People who worked for him called him Mr. Shawn. William Shawn, who said, "Amid chaos of images, we value coherence. We believe in the printed word, and we believe in clarity, and we believe in immaculate syntax, and in the beauty of the English language." Edited many writers, including E.B. White, John McPhee, Elizabeth Bishop, John Updike, Jamaica Kincaid, and J.D. Salinger, and personally edited Rachel Carson's Silent Spring and Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. Here's a poem for today by August Kleinzeiler, entitled Meat. How much meat moves into the city each night? The decks of its bridges tremble in the liquefaction of sodium light and the moon a chemical orange. Semi-trailers strain their axles, shivering as they take the long curve over warehouses and lofts, the wilderness of streets below, the mesh of it, with Joe on the front stoop smoking and Louise on the phone with her mother. Out of the haze of industrial meadows, they arrive, numberless, hauling tons of dead lamb, bone and flesh and offal, miles to the ports and channels of the city's shimmering membrane, a giant breathing cell, exhaling its waste from the stacks by the river and feeding through the night. Meat, a poem by August Kleinzeiler from Sleeping It Off in Rapid City, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.